212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
This morning, we want to know, how do you get rid of bloating, especially in a public setting? Because I was bloated last weekend.
To the point where you just didn't even want to kick on with the night.
I didn't. I was like, you know what, guys, I'm done. I just need to go home. Like, I'm done with this. I can't get rid of it. And my friend said to me to lie down on my back with my legs up in the air for 5 minutes, get rid of it like that. And
I can only assume that she was trying to get you to do a bit of... just a little bit of that
like
action.
I wasn't even going to try. I was like, you know what? Stuff that. I'm going home. So I did.
Yeah.
I did chuck this up on our Facebook, though. Mm. And OMG, the comments on this just are killing me. Someone said, on your hands and knees and rock backwards and forwards.
Just in the middle of wherever you're hanging out. Sorry, guys. I'm just doing a little bit of this action at the moment.
There are a lot of people saying, like, there's offers of a lot of, like, doTERRA oils that actually help.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people are just saying, just fart.
Yep. Like, you see, just everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, I know, but I was just in no space where I could actually do that. Like, I'm one of those people that was, like, I was more concerned with what was around me more than what was going on the inside of me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's see what we everyone has to say on 13, 12, 16.
Okay, we've got Kristen from Bunbury. Babe, what do you do to get rid of bloating?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, 32, you're just a baby.
Oh, I was like, how did you
just
know?
A little baby, yeah.
How did you know it was my birthday?
The best thing, I reckon, but you've got to take it with you, is some green tea or peppermint tea.
Oh, right.
Bit of peppy tea.
How long does it take to cook, to kick in?
Tea is really, really good. It helps with the pain and it helps with all the bloating. So,
right.
or have it and no chewing gum.
No chewing gum.
Oh, chewing gum makes
that
it worse,
could have been
doesn't it?
It.
Yeah, chewing gum is really bad for causing bloating and pains in the stomach if you overdo it.
Okay, I'm always chewing gum because, especially if I'm going out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
acid in the stomach.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Just back to that peppermint tea. I wonder if peppermint tea goes good for tequila.
Yeah. So, what would you like to drink? I'll have a peppy tea. And
yeah,
if you
just
could
one shot?
Just chuck a double shot of tequila in there for me. See how we go. All righty. Let's go to Loza. Says she's calling from Bun Vegas. Loza, what's your remedy?
Well, first I want to say happy birthday to Jules.
Oh, babe. You're too kind. Thanks, though.
You're welcome, hon. And Jesse, I agree with you. As classy it is, you have to let out one hell of a toot.
You just do. It's a physical thing, isn't it, Loz?
It is. I suffer really bad from bloating, like really, really bad.
Yeah.
I don't have to eat anything, do anything specific. But yeah, well, a good toot solves it.
So we just found out that, do you chew a lot of chewing gum?
No, I don't. Oh. I actually hate chewing gum.
Okay. Oh, so I chew a lot of chewing gum. So now I'm like, okay, that's obviously the reason.
Mm.
But, okay, I mean, I was in no space last weekend to actually go anywhere to let one off.
I
mean, even the bathroom, it was always full with girls.
What's your game plan usually? Do you just in the middle of where you are or do you just try and find a nice little spot or?
Oh, if I'm home, it generally turns into a competition with my partner.
Good.
But
good.
Out in public, you just try and sneak it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you ever been, but have you ever just let one go trying to do it sneaky, but it just didn't happen that way?
I think that always happens.
It's like a real tight. And once you stop those ones, the harder you like try and make it stop, the more high pitched it gets. And it's like.
Yeah. Something about the clenching and the. Yeah. Not good.
Loz, thank you for your suggestions this morning.
Right now.
I'm going to encourage Jules to do that later today, I reckon.
Hell no, I'm just going to stop chewing gum. But I will be adding tequila to my peppermint tea.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.